With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. India and Pakistan have agreed to a ceasefire, a major breakthrough after some diplomatic pressure from the Trump administration. Meanwhile, similar good news involving Ukraine, as both Ukraine and a number of its allies are putting pressure on Vladimir Putin of Russia to accept a 30-day ceasefire. Honeycombing America this Mother's Day weekend. The U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson says that Americans he meets are enthusiastic about President Trump's accomplishments so far in his second term in the White House. Johnson, a Louisiana Republican, appeared on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins during a fundraising visit to Houston, Texas.
This president accomplished more in 100 days than most presidents do in an entire tenure. They've done the calculations, and they calculated that President Trump has slowed the growth of our national debt by 92% already, just by making policy changes. A flurry of executive orders, and we're codifying those, and they're in a steady process of doing so. And we're going to continue this. Making America Great Again turns out not just to be a slogan. It's actually what we're doing, and people are excited about that.
Speaker Johnson's entire interview on This Week on Capitol Hill is being broadcast today on radio stations nationwide, as well as on the Salem News Channel. President Trump continues to urge the Federal Reserve to lower interest rates. We get more on that from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
On Wednesday, the Fed left its benchmark interest rates unchanged. Reacting to the news, President Trump criticized Chairman Jerome Powell for holding rates at current levels instead of slashing them.
He doesn't want to do it. I think he doesn't want to do it. Probably he's not in love with me.
Powell has warned that the president's tariffs were creating uncertainty, and the Fed could afford to wait until more data shows the impacts on the economy. Greg Clugston, The White House.
This is SRN News. Hollywood has developed a very strong affinity for many of its villains, as Michael Harrington reports.
Critics say the entertainment industry is becoming obsessed with blurring the lines between good and evil, churning out a raft of movies and TV shows that make traditional bad guys the heroes of their own story. Batman's nemesis, the Joker, and the Penguin are recent examples. And now there's a new musical coming to Disney World that features Captain Hook, Cruella de Vil, and Maleficent, each explaining why their villainy wasn't really their fault. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Also at SRNNews.com, men are to be banned outright from women's and girls' cricket in the United Kingdom now. The England and Wales Cricket Board has updated its previous restrictions following a UK Supreme Court ruling back in April. The ECB says men who are living as women can continue playing in open and mixed cricket competitions. This is SRN News. Newark, New Jersey's mayor denying that he trespassed.
A crowd gathered outside a federal facility in Newark, New Jersey Friday after Mayor Ross Baraka was arrested and taken into custody. The federal government says he trespassed at a new federal immigration detention center while the Democrat was there with three members of Congress. Baraka was released from custody Friday night after several hours. He denies having trespassed and told CNN Saturday he was invited to the Delaney Hall facility for a news conference. On Friday, Baraka's wife Linda said she believed her husband was targeted. Mayor Baraka has been aggressively pushing back against the construction and opening of the 1,000-bed detention center.
That is correspondent Donna Warder reporting. Google set to pay $1.4 billion to Texas. That will settle claims the company collected data on users without their permission. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.